AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The Reverend Al Sharpton is praising the Georgia jury that convicted three white men in the killing of a black man, Ahmaud Arbery, who was confronted and fatally shot while running through their neighborhood last year.
Jury of 11 whites and one black.
Come on.
In the deep south.
Good God.
Stood up in the courtroom and said that black lives do matter.
Come on.
Travis McMichael, his father, and a neighbor were all convicted on a list of criminal counts, including felony murder. The AP's Russ Bynum reports race dominated the trial.
Arbery was killed just a short time before the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, around the same time Breonna Taylor in Kentucky, there was Rayshard Brooks in Atlanta.
The defense plans to appeal the convictions. Arbery's family vows to work to prevent this from happening to anyone else. Prosecutors and defense lawyers in Waukesha, Wisconsin, are warning people not to jump to conclusions about the 39-year-old suspect in the killings of six people when he drove his SUV through a Christmas parade last weekend. Daryl Brooks is accused of refusing to stop, even as an officer banged on the hood of his SUV and another fired three shots into the vehicle. Despite the higher costs for food and gas, it's over the river and through the woods for family Thanksgiving gatherings. 53 million Americans are expected to be in the air, on the rails, and on the roads this year. Attorney General Merrick Garland is telling attorneys general across the country they need to prosecute cases of passenger violations on commercial air flights, especially those fights over face masks. Our Mike Gracia reports.
The Federal Aviation Administration said it had launched 950 investigations into passenger behavior on flights this year.
Unemployment claims dropped to a 50-year low of 199,000 last week. This is AP News. New York City's getting ready for the iconic Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio admits to being excited with the preparations for the Macy's Parade in full swing.
It is beautiful to have this parade back full strength. It's going to be a magical, magical moment.
This year's parade will be back in force after last year's pandemic-restricted event. The 95th annual parade includes 15 giant character balloons, 28 floats, 36 novelty and heritage inflatables, and of course, Santa Claus bringing up the rear. I'm Tim McGuire.
U2's guitarist, The Edge, has organized an all-star auction of music memorabilia to raise money for New Orleans musicians who have been out of work because of the pandemic. He's auctioning off two of his guitars next month, along with those played by Paul McCartney, Slash, and other rock royalty. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.